kind of pacing myself through the music tonight as I read a very saddening email from a dear, dear old friend. From any of those of you who have been listening to broadcasts on the alternative media for the last 12 to 15 years may remember the name Karen Lee Bixman. Karen has become an excessively dear, dear friend over the years. And some years ago, I wrote a column about her, and she had finally found her place in life with a marvelous, marvelous man. And her husband is probably but days, if not hours, away from the horrific death that I would wish upon no one. And I was reading the email just before going on the air. I kind of pushed her yesterday and said, "Talk to me, old friend. I haven't heard from you. How's Richard doing and yourself?" And the message I just received is that she had a tough time today. The hospice nurse and the girls just left. Richard's feeling badly. He told me to do whatever I need to do and get it done as he feels like he's dying. He says he's tired, just wants to get this over with. It is sad. I have to be honest with you, given the fact that I have received this email tonight, I may in fact not be here the next two nights, or I may in fact wind up broadcasting remotely on the air. I feel it's quite important for me to take care of the business I have to do tonight, get back here, and very likely hit the road to California early in the morning. And that's what friends are about. And one can say, well, what's the difference? He's getting ready to die. Well, it's not he that I'm concerned about. It is she. And, yeah, I'd like to see Richard once before it's over. Quite a guy. Anyway, welcome to another hour of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You are listening to us live on this third day of March, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It has been an interesting day. I continue to watch the battles wage on in the Middle East. The Libyan government has cut off communications in the capital. There's so much more going on. Stay with us. We're going to have much to talk about this hour.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Days do grow longer, my friends. It is good to go on the air when it's still light and get off accordingly. Justice Joseph's story once said that marriage is in its origin a contract of natural law. It is the parent and not the child of society, the source of civility and a sort of seminary of the Republic. First of all, notice that Justice Joseph's story referred to it as a republic, not a democracy. But secondly, he referenced marriage in its origin. That between a man and a woman is the source of civility, a seminary of the Republic. The Morning News and the Policy Review revealed this insight into one Barack Hussein Obama's war-fighting strategy in Afghanistan. He says, combat troops to get gay sensitivity training. As if they don't have enough to worry about in Afghanistan and God knows how many other war theaters around the world. Combat troops to get gay sensitivity training. Jesus, let's just all turn the whole military into a bunch of faggots. Now, Army Command Sergeant Major Marvin Hill, the ranking enlisted man in Afghanistan, is an outspoken Obamaphile. He took time out from a joint interview with his Afghan counterpart, Sergeant Major Roshan Safi, to confirm that training sessions will be required for all combat personnel at forward operating bases as part of Obama's force-wide? Gee. We're talking about gay sensitivity training and we're going to use the word force-wide in the same column? That's part of Obama's force-wide do ask, do tell agenda to integrate homosexuals into combat units. Now, I don't really much care if I offend some of you with this line of thinking. Oh, I told you a long time ago I'm an equal opportunity offender, and I'll tick off just a few of you on a daily basis, and I really don't care. Hill said, we will take our directions from the Department of Defense, from the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman, as well as the service chiefs of each service. Our plan is to take their direction, and we're going to execute that training right here on the battlefield. Now, he may not have said it in that voice, but that, to me, is the mindset of these people. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere around the world will receive this homosexual normalization indoctrination during the next few months. And if that weren't enough change for one day, The afternoon policy reports confirmed that Obama's chief law enforcement officer, Attorney General Eric Holder, will not enforce the law. Actually, in Obamese, they will enforce the law but not defend it in court. In other words, we're referring specifically, as we discussed last week, to Section 3 of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as the legal union between one man and one woman, or genetically one male and one female under federal law. Now, DOMA does not infringe upon states' rights to establish their own definition of marriage, but it does protect the several states from having to recognize another state's standards for marriage. For example, Tennessee recognizes a driver's license issued to a Hawaiian driver, but it's not required to recognize a homosexual marriage license from Hawaii if that duo or duet should happen to move to Tennessee. Well, Tennessee's real close to West Virginia and Arkansas, where it's known that brothers and sisters, well, never mind. So DOMA was signed into law by Bill Clinton after it received overwhelming congressional support, 85-14 in the Senate and 342-67 in the House. That was a long time ago, 1996, if I'm not mistaken. That notwithstanding, Holder has confused his post with that of a Supreme Court majority and has unilaterally declared DOMA unconstitutional. Well, what do you expect? A dumbass talking about DOMA. Or, as they put it in Ukraine, Dupcha. Obama's rejection of DOMA is his latest attempt to pander to members of his second most vociferous constituency after government unions. Faggots. Homosexual unions. After his December blessing upon fruitcake service in the military, Obama said, "My feelings about this are constantly evolving. I struggle with this. I have friends. I have people who work for me who are in powerful, strong, long-lasting gay or lesbian unions, and they are extraordinary people. And this is something that means a lot to them, and they care deeply about. It's something that I personally am going to continue to wrestle with going forward." Evolving? Homosexual unions have no chance of evolving, only devolving, as they are self-solving. And that's a shout to Jesse Jackson. Can you imagine that? Homosexual unions have no chance of evolving, only devolving, as they are self-solving. Sit on this and start revolving, huh? And so on the DOMA decision, who else must we hear from but Representative Bonnie Flank? That's Bonnie Flank to you, the Democrat from Massachusetts. He is the head of the, here we go, LGBT. That's the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender Equality Congressional Congress. Oh, yeah, there is one. I mean, try, you know, you got a black caucus, you got the Hispanic caucus. Now we've got this LGBT Equality Congressional Congress. Do you think somebody out there might put together a honky caucus? And what do you think would happen? You'd be racist. You can't do that. You'd be racist. So, Bonnie Flank met with Obama and then told reporters, "Getting the DADT repeal that went a long way toward alleviating the sense of unhappiness. Now the DOMA decision means there's no significant argument at all that the president has not been supportive." If you didn't understand what I said, well, Bonnie Flank said getting the DADT, that's don't ask, don't tell repeal, that went a long way toward alleviating the sense of unhappiness. Now the DOMA decision means there's no significant argument at all that the president has not been supportive. But is Obama's high-profile rejection of DOMA solely to appease a minuscule pack of panty waists in Congress and their gender-confused constituents? My God, I mean, Obama's endeavor to fundamentally transform America into a socialist state is predicated on the success of his labors to destabilize the three pillars of essential liberty: individual liberty, economic liberty, and constitutional liberty. Of course, he's already dealt the death blow to economic liberty by way of his generational debt bomb. He's done more damage to constitutional liberty than any leftist since Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And Obama knows the most effective method to erode individual liberty is to undermine the integrity of faith and family, and that is why he advocates overturning measures such as Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Marriage Amendment. You see, the notion that marriage is the foundation of society is quite time-honored. In the words of Marcus Tullius Cicero, circa 50 years B.C., the first principle of society consists in the marriage tie, the next in children, the next in a family within one roof, where everything is in common. The society gives rise to the city and is, as it were, the nursery of the commonwealth. You know, that guy Marcus Tullius Cicero, pretty smart guy. You know, he made this statement in defense of marriage. You know, man and a woman, that kind of stuff. Family, under one roof, kids. He made that in 50 B.C. 5 years later, he made another interesting statement. You got to let me find it here. It's actually on the front page of, I believe it's right now on the front page of RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Why, of course it is. This was made 5 years earlier. Cicero made the statement that the budget should be balanced. The treasury should be, God, I can't read it, refilled. Public debt should be reduced. The arrogance of officialdom should be tempered and controlled, and the assistance to foreign lands should be curtailed, lest Rome become bankrupt. People must again learn to work instead of living on public assistance. Hey, that guy Cicero was pretty smart. I wonder if that's the guy they named Cicero, Illinois, after, although I somehow doubt it. They tend to do other things in Illinois. But friends, I'm having way too much fun with that. Oh, sure I am, Granny. Mr. Producer, do me a favor. My doorbell's ringing. I got to pick up a package. Stick some music on. Go to the break when you have to, and I will be here when you get back. Thank you.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's
1-800-635-1053. Made it back. A couple of emails on the break. One from one of our listeners who says, Obama does not have a strategy. Obama is a transducer with a wire up his posterior. A wire that leads all the way back to the Rothschild family. Obviously, from Granny, I'm having way too much fun with this. Evolving, revolving, solving, and devolving. And I would rather have a little bit of dissolving to get it in there. And from someone named Jeff, who says, just wanted to say a big thank you. Every word spoken is spoken for me. Keep up the work. Keep telling the truth. That's what we attempt to do here every night on Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. Thanks a lot, David. I appreciate that. And, of course, your subject matter of rear guard action just fits right into this twisted mentality of this program. Oh, God. My friends, an interesting column came to me very late in the day that I swore that I was not going to get into this particular direction tonight, but what is happening around the world leaves me absolutely no choice. Now, before I get there, and I'm going to have minimal time to get through all of this for the rest of the hour, and that's why I'm going to have to pick up the speed and get it on. I know a lot of you tune in and you absolutely have to have the market updates of the day and all this nonsense, and therefore I shall give it to thee.
I'm going to give it to thee. Why? Get dirty rat.
Dow Jones Industrial, for God knows what reason, because Wall Street, who 2 days ago their stock was down, it rose because they paid out a big fat dividend. Dow Jones Industrial up 191 points today to close at 12,258. NASDAQ up 51 at 2,799. S&P 500 up 23 at 1,331. Global Dow up 5 at 2,213. Gold currently flat. Gold was down today, as was silver. Oil at $101.92 a barrel. Doesn't matter. None of it is doing any of us one diddly squat doo-doo worth of nothing. Now, what do the metals do? Gold currently in the aftermarket is at $1,416.20. It had a nice down day. Silver the same at $34.32 an ounce. Platinum up a buck in the aftermarket at $18.26. Palladium even at $813. Rhodium flat at $23.80. Now, I've slammed through that for a reason. A column came to me today by Barry Eichengreen.
Hey, sounds like one of them nice Southern, non-Southern Baptist boys. What do you think, huh?
Now, I want you to understand, this column came out of the Wall Street Journal. Who owns the Wall Street Journal? Who controls? Who does the Wall Street Journal report for? Headline, why the dollar's reign is near an end. This is the Wall Street Journal, people. The single most astonishing fact about foreign exchange, Eichen Green begins, is not the high volume of transactions, as incredible as that growth has been, nor is it the volatility of currency rates as wild as the markets are these days. Instead, it is the extent to which the market remains dollar-centric. Now, consider a couple things here. When a South Korean wine wholesaler wants to import Chilean Cabernet, the Korean importer buys U.S. dollars, not pesos, with which to pay the Chilean exporter. Indeed, the dollar is virtually the exclusive vehicle for foreign exchange transactions between Chile and Korea, despite the fact that less than 20% of the merchandise trade of both countries is with the United States. Chile and Korea are, frankly, hardly an anomaly. 85% of foreign exchange transactions worldwide are trades of other currencies for dollars. What's more, what is true of foreign exchange transactions is true of other international business. Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries sets the price of oil in dollars. The dollar is the currency of denomination of half of all international debt securities. More than 60% of the foreign reserves of central banks and governments are in dollars. The greenback, in other words, is not just America's currency, it is the currency of the world. But as astonishing as all that is, what may be even more astonishing is this. The dollar's reign is coming to an end. According to the author, that he believes that over the next 10 years we're going to see a profound shift toward a world in which several currencies compete for dominance. The impact of such a shift will be equally profound, with implications for, among other things, the stability of exchange rates, the stability of financial markets, the ease with which the U.S. will be able to finance budget and current account deficits, and whether the Fed can follow a policy of benign neglect toward the dollar. How could all of this be? How could the dollar's long-time most favored currency status be in jeopardy? Well, according to the OECD Secretary General José Ángel Gria, he sat down with Dow Jones FX trader during a meeting of G20 finance officials in Paris recently to talk about global imbalances in the Eurozone's debt crisis. But to understand the dollar's future, we'll have to come back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Well, as I mentioned, it's quite doubtful I'll get everything I prepared for tonight, but a few comments here and there. We'll do our best and we'll kind of discuss some things, but as I mentioned before the break, to understand the dollar's future, as with anything else in our life, it is important to first understand its past. Why the dollar became so damn dominant in the first place? Well, first, its allure reflects the singular depth of markets in dollar-denominated debt securities. The sheer scale of those markets allows dealers to offer low bid-ask spreads. Availability of derivative instruments with which to hedge dollar exchange rate risk has been unsurpassed. That makes the dollar the most convenient currency in which to do business for corporations, central banks, governments alike. Secondly, there is the fact that the dollar is the world's safe haven, or at least has been. In crisis, investors instinctively has flocked to it. That's F-L-O-C-K-E-D. As they did following the 2008 failure of Lehman Brothers. This tendency reflects the exceptional liquidity of markets in dollar instruments, liquidity being the most precious of all commodities in a crisis. Liquidity. It is a product of the fact that U.S. Treasury security is the single most important asset bought and sold by international investors, have long had a reputation for stability. But what are they being backed with today? Promises, IOUs, the inability to necessarily pay them back. And yet, finally, the dollar throughout history has benefited from a dearth of alternatives. Other countries that have had long enjoyed a reputation for stability, such as Switzerland, or that have recently acquired one, like Australia, are too small for their currencies to account for more than a tiny fraction of international financial transactions. But just because all of this has been true in the past does not guarantee it will be true in the future. Oh, not at all. In fact, all three of those pillars supporting the dollar's international dominance are eroding. First, changes in technology are undermining the dollar's monopoly. Not so long ago, there may have been room in the world for only one true international currency. Given the difficulty of comparing prices in different currencies, and it made sense for exporters and importers and bond issuers all to quote their prices and invoice their transaction in dollars, if only to avoid confusing their customers. Now, however, nearly everyone carries handheld devices that can be used to compare prices in different currencies in real time. Just as we have learned that in a world of open networks there's room for more than one operating system for personal computers, there is room in the global economic and financial system for more than just one international currency. Secondly, the dollar is about to have real rivals in the international sphere for the very first time in 50 years. Soon there will be two viable alternatives in the form of the euro and Chinese, and the Chinese yuan. That's Y-U-A-N, not J-U-A-N. Those are known as pesos. Americans especially tend to discount the staying power of the euro, but it ain't going anywhere. Contrary to some predictions, European governments have not abandoned it, nor will they. They will proceed with long-term deficit reduction, something about which they have shown more resolve than the United States, and they will issue e-bonds. Bonds backed by the full faith and credit of euro area governments as a group is a step in solving their crisis. This will lay the groundwork for the kind of integrated European bond market needed to create an alternative to U.S. treasuries as a form in which to hold central bank reserves. China, meanwhile, is moving rapidly to internationalize the yuan, also known as the renminbi. The last year has seen a quadrupling of the share of bank deposits in Hong Kong, denominated in yuan. 70,000 Chinese companies are now doing their cross-border settlements in yuan. Dozens of foreign companies have issued yuan-denominated dim sum bonds. You got dim sum? Dim sum bond. All the while, Hop Sing has taken over the Ponderosa, and he's foreclosed on the Cartwrights. These are the kind of problems we face. Oh, yes, China has a long way to go in building liquid markets, but they seem to have a massive control of exporters around the world. You start setting up Walmarts in every corner of the world, and you can guarantee they're all being pumped by merchandise coming out of China. Think about it. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. How much difference will all of this make? Multi-trillion dollar deficits stretching as far as the eye can see. We've got this financial crisis in this country. Our federal debt is approaching 75% of the U.S. gross domestic product. And as the burden of debt service grows heavier, questions will be asked about whether the U.S. intends to maintain the value of its debts or might resort to inflating them away. You see, foreign investors are going to become more and more reluctant to put all of their eggs in the dollar basket. Have you put all your eggs in the dollar basket? More and more of you every single day are running like hell from that mentality. At a minimum, the dollar is going to have to share its safe haven status with other currencies, whether they like it or not. I received notification earlier today that is something that each and every one of you need to listen carefully to. It has been announced that production of the United States Mint American Silver Eagle bullion coins has been temporarily suspended because of unprecedented demand for American Eagle bullion coins. We're talking the silver pieces here. I just took an order for two boxes from a client yesterday. It will be approximately a week and a half before those two boxes can be shipped. They were apprised of that going in. My friends, silver in all forms is becoming excessively hard to come by today. It has not reached the levels it did 3.5 years ago, but I see it coming very soon. I see it coming because all of a sudden peace dollars have exploded in value. We have certainly helped move that along with the unbelievable numbers of you who chose to acquire the peace dollar. But the United States Mint suspending production once again? You see, until recently, all available silver bullion blanks, or planchets or discs, whatever you call them, were being allocated to the American Eagle Silver Bullion Coin Program, as the United States Mint is required by Public Law 9961 to produce those coins in quantities sufficient to meet public demand. End of quote. That's the law. That's what it says. And yet the demand for precious metals coins remains very high. The increase in supply of planchets, coupled with a lower demand for bullion orders in August and September, allowed the U.S. Mint to meet public demand and shift some capacity to produce so-called numismatic or proof versions of the American Eagle 1-ounce silver coin. And yet, because of the demand, continued demand for the silver bullion coins, 2010 dated American Eagle silver uncirculated coins would cease to be produced early on. Well, the U.S. Mint has run out of bullion blanks. They've halted American silver Eagle coin production again. This is like the fourth or fifth time in the last 2.5 years. Once they acquire sufficient inventories of silver bullion blanks to meet market demand, they'll begin to produce again. Now, here's what happened last week. As a matter of fact, early this week, we were notified that the wholesale cost, the wholesale premium above spot, has been increased by 25 cents an ounce for the second time in 6 months. In other words, whether spot had moved or not in that six-month time period, the U.S. Mint has increased the wholesale cost by 50 cents an ounce in the last 6 months. Now we're finding out that the U.S. Mint is once again rationing the number of boxes of silver Eagles they're sending out. We happen to get in on the tail end of the next order with those two boxes. What's the delivery going to be afterwards? Probably another week to 2 weeks after that. This is getting real interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Silver touched that $34.90 an ounce figure yesterday. Right now it's down about... what is that? 34.90. We're currently at 34.32. There was some selling off today. Some people chose to take some profits. Why not? You know, they'll drive it down, and when it drops 5, 6, 10 cents an ounce, 40, 50 cents an ounce, they'll buy in again. Oh, baby, the roller coaster ride is just humping and smumping. But there's a reason I brought all that up. Given the fact that silver Eagles have gone up wholesale cost, we're having to pay so much more for Eagles than we did a month ago. Not just because of the spot movement, but because of the shortage. Supply and demand is beginning to dictate the availability of silver Eagles and, in fact, their cost. Now, I've been taking calls all day today, people wanting boxes of this, boxes of that, how much for junk silver, how much for Morgan dollars, how much for peace dollars. People want to call up. They want to order 2, 3, 4 rolls of silver Eagles. We have to go to a secondary supplier, and you are going to pay a much, much higher premium on a per-ounce basis. Here is what... Now, remember, a box of 1-ounce silver American Eagles ship in boxes of 500 coins. Okay. Right now, you can calculate that your cost is going to range somewhere between $3.25 and $3.55 over spot, delivered to buy a box of 500 silver Eagles. So we have to calculate at the time you want to buy. Here's what spot is. We'll agree on that. We're going to add that premium. And I have to give you that range because things continue. You buy 2, 3 boxes, you're going to get a lower price than you will if you buy a single box. It's that simple. Good average? Yeah, you're probably looking at $3.40, $3.45 over spot to get a box of Silver Eagles right now. Don't hold me to that because that changes from hour to hour. But that gives you a good wide range. So if spot is sitting there right now, ladies and gentlemen, at $34 and, well, let's get the exact. Let's roll over here. $34.48 an ounce. That's spot. Add about $3 and let's just say $3.35, $3.40 per ounce. Multiply that times 500. You're going to come pretty close to what it's going to cost you for a full box of 1-ounce silver American Eagles. But I have an alternative that right now is more readily available, and son of a gun, it's less expensive. No, 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 it's not the 1 ounce Buffalo rounds. I love to get those, but I can't get them right now. 4 to 6 weeks out on 1 ounce Buffalo rounds. Yeah. You think the government ain't going to get those little discs, those little blanks, those planchets first? You're darn right they are. But it all has to do with the wisdom of the individual fabricator, the minter. All right, so we got to pay somewhere between 3.25 and 3.55 an ounce over spot for 1 ounce American Silver Eagles in a full box of 500. Look, you're going to pay a slightly higher premium by buying smaller quantities. We have to go to a secondary supplier. He's willing to feed it, but you're going to have to pay the price. How about sealed Canadian mint boxes? 1 ounce pure silver Canadian maple leaves. 25 coins to a tube. 500 pieces in the box. Sealed by the mint. Struck. Done. Finished. Delivered to your door. Not for $3.55 or $3.45 over spot, but $2.65 over spot. That's once again for a full box of 500. If you are looking to add to your silver holdings, the time to act is now. Stop waiting. The next 2, 3, 4 months could be unbelievably painful for those wanting to buy silver. I had a long talk with a lovely lady this morning. We've done business with her and her husband in the past. She has a situation with a house closing here in a few weeks and a bunch of funds sitting in CDs that are, I think one of the CDs is paying a maximum of 3.6% or something like that, which in the scheme of things isn't bad, but we all know that, and she and I talked about it, she knows inflation's eroding its value. Come on, all you got to do is go to the gas station or the food store and see what you're paying to put food on your table. You know damn well what's happening to the dollar. The prices ain't going up. It takes more of those worthless dollars to buy it. This may be the silver buy of the month. $2.65 over spot for Canadian maple leaves in a sealed box. Everybody knows what they are. Clearly marked. That is a substantial savings. That's between 90, what is that? Between 80 and 90 cents less than an eagle, something like that. That's a bunch. That is a bunch. Pretty neat stuff. If you want to talk to me about Canadian maple leaves, I do invite you to call me tomorrow. I can't lock anything in at this hour of the night because our supplier is closed. And shortly after I get off the air, I have to leave for the other end of town to make a delivery. Yeah, people live here in the valley. You're darn right. I'll make deliveries. And that's what I'm getting ready to do. So the fact of the matter is that we're facing this decline of the dollar. Are we talking 10 years or 10 months? I don't know. These wizards of Wall Street, and the Fed's a part of that, have this uncanny way of manipulating and keeping it all afloat. But it's all smoke and mirrors. You know, I got a situation going on in my house, and I noticed about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, that something on the back of my house wasn't right. I had stucco, that's what they call it, I call it paper mache, was bulging out from the sidewall of the house. And it started in one particular area. It's now about 14, 15 feet long. Well, just say it's going to cost me some money to fix it. Stay with us as we exit out of this break or go into the break with Sarah Vaughn, and I'll see you in a couple minutes with some closing comments.
Unless I can have one more chance to prove dear my life.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. Back with the final few moments of tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. We'll see what tomorrow brings. I have obligations that I need to meet, and the earliest I can meet them is at 8:30 in the morning. It's a good 5.5-hour trip over to Karen's. I have to make a decision tonight if I'm going to make the trip or not. I also expected a rather large check in the mail today to take care of so I could get a payment made to a supplier for a client's order that did not arrive today, which means I may have to wait until tomorrow. I got a lot of things going on, but we'll see what happens. Turns out I do not have opera this week. That comes up next week, and I frankly wouldn't really care. Our friends mean far more to me, and I think that I'm going to have to go looking more in that direction. I may make the plan to make the trip over the coast this weekend and to be with her, and quite a lady. Anyway, to go back to where we were before the break, I mentioned that if you've been considering silver, specifically larger quantity, Yes, I've not been able to get any decent buy-in 100-ounce bars. I've been able to get 10-ounce bars, but they must come in packages of 50. There's 500 ounces again. It's not to exclude the smaller buyers. I have options. Don't discount it. Do give me a call. I'll do my best, but it's become exceedingly expensive to fill the smaller orders. For those of you who have the wherewithal and you understand what's going on and you see the movement in the silver markets, today's pullback could go for 2 days. It could rebound tomorrow. It could drop for 2 weeks before it hits its next high. Do not fear. Don't try to cherry pick everything along the way, because as you cherry pick, one day you're going to wake up and find out that there's my target price, but nobody can deliver it for me. That we wish to avoid. So as I mentioned before, you can calculate right now that to buy 1 ounce silver eagles in a box of 500 is going to run somewhere between $3.25 and $3.55 over spot. I can do the very same thing with Canadian maple leafs at $2.65 over spot. And that is going to be based on so long as supplies last, my friends. Don't put it off. Give us a call tomorrow morning at Republic Trading Group. You can also get to me on the internet through the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Send me an email. Let me know that you want a price on a box of maple leafs in the morning, or five boxes, whatever it is you want. I will get back with you the price as soon as the market's open in the morning and I can get with my supplier. These things are exceptionally important right now. Our phone number, of course, 1-800-691-7898. That is 1-800-691-7898. I work horribly long hours. I will be going out tonight. My phone will be with me. If you need to talk, if you need to lay out a strategy, please take advantage of it. I'll be glad to talk to you with them on the road. That's what I do. Anyway, the man says it's time for me to go. Thanks so much for sharing your valuable time with me this evening. So the good Lord sees fit to bring us together again without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Oh, I've got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues.